Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Molly and Hawes, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I get so excited. My voice squeaks. I'm about to talk to Zach Zaveman, Luke Nelson for Molly today. Let's go out to the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram hotline, home of $7,000 off of Jeeps. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning, guys. Woo!
Zach!
What's up, my man? How you doing?
Welcome back home. You're doing a terrific job with the play-by-play.
So, Zach, the last two weekends you have had crazy busy schedule, itinerary, agenda, whatever you want to call it. Cubs in Arizona, DePaul on the road. Do you get this weekend off?
I do get this weekend off, I think. You know, but it is Selection Sunday. You never know. Crazy things happen. But, it's a lot of fun. It's working for a living. I mean, most people, if you can't play in the games, what you'd like to do is travel to go see them. So that's what I'm getting an opportunity to do. So I'm living a good life.
Okay, we want to get to the Cubs in a moment. But first, let's put a bow on the DePaul season, if that's what we're going to do. 15-15, are they going to get an NIT invitation? That sounds unlikely to me, but you can clarify that. And if not, does that say anything about, you know, where is the program right now? And does Dave Leto have to worry about his job security?
I think the arrow is pointing up. And in terms of postseason play, just kind of wait. You know, you have to see at the rest of these conference tournaments the way they shake out and if there's surprise losses and you go from there. But I think this is the first time in a really long time that you can truly say, and it's not just talk, but the evidence is there, that the program is going in a direction where you feel as though it's back on track, to the point where you look at next year's top 25 recruiting class coming in. You look at the fact that this year they had the most wins that they've had in more than a decade plus, and the foundation has been set. It's got to start somewhere, and you got to remember where the program was when Dave Leto returned to DePaul and took it over. And it was in a bad way. And it takes a little bit of time to change the culture, number one, bring in players that can do that, and create the kind of good habits that come from upperclassmen that flow down to the lower classmen. And you kind of go from there. And I think that's kind of what's taking place at DePaul right now. And then next year, it's fair to expect some much bigger things from DePaul, including a winning record. So we'll see where it goes. But from that standpoint, I think any real diehard DePaul fan who's truly been watching understands that good times are ahead for this team.
Zach, Leto's got a terrific recruiting class coming in, but he loses Max Strus. Can this kid play on the pro level?
I think he can, but I think it's all
about... And I'm talking about NBA. I'm not talking about overseas.
Yeah, I think there's always room for good shooters, and it all depends on the kind of situation he's in. He's got a tremendous athletic ability. You know, he's got that 40-inch vertical, and he can knock down outside shots, but it's about doing it consistently at an extremely high level. So he went through the whole gamut of tests that you need to go through last year and got some good advice from the NBA people, came back to school, had another very good year for DePaul, and averaged 19 points per game this season, number four in the Big East in scoring during the regular season, so including that 43-point game against St. John's. But I think the thing that you look at going forward is, are you going to end up in the right fit, kind of like the way Jalen Brunson did when he ended up with the Dallas Mavericks? And I think if you can find that right fit, then you can have a successful NBA career. If you can't, I still think you will be able to get paid a lot of money to play professional basketball somewhere.
Joined by Zach Zaveman on Mully and Haw with Luke Nelson for Mully Today. Zach is the play-by-play voice of DePaul, but also the pre- and post-game host for Cubs baseball, and also does a play-by-play in the fifth inning with Ron Coomer. And we were talking about the Cubs earlier, Zach, and I don't know if you saw the interview that Wilson Contreras did with Kelly Krull in NBC Sports Chicago, but in it he acknowledged that he got complacent last year, that he got to the point where he wasn't doing his workouts on the elliptical. He wasn't doing what was necessary to stay in shape, in condition, to have that endurance, so he didn't have the drop-off that we saw down the stretch. Did anything that you see or hear from Wilson Contreras in that interview surprise you?
I think anytime someone believes that they can perform at a higher level than they did, you always go back, and it happens to all of us. The last thing you can do to be really successful in any aspect of life is to cut corners. And sometimes it happens. It's just, we all get into that rut. And, you feel as though you may be able to get away with some things. Because the Cubs, again, they did win 95 games last year, which was the second best record in the National League. They didn't lose the division until game 163. And it took this just unbelievably crazy stretch to close out the year for them to kind of fade away a little bit, where they have to play those 42 games in 43 days. But I think if you are a true champion, and this is a nucleus, that they're all champions. And I think when you look at the things that you need to do to be a champion, and they know because they've done it, you can't cut corners. So from that standpoint, I think that kind of gives you a little bit of an idea of what Theo Epstein was talking about at the tail end of last season, when he wanted, and he used the word urgency, and I don't know necessarily if that's what I would call it, but I just think there's a certain way you have to go about your business every single day. And if you do that, ultimately, I think the game rewards you. I think that's kind of what Wilson Contreras was talking about. But I don't think that was true for everybody on the team. And I don't think we're having these kinds of conversations if Chris Bryant was healthy last year, if Yu Darvish was healthy last year. And I'm just talking about two guys who are healthy now, and you add them to the mix, and those two guys are huge acquisitions for any team during the offseason, and they will be for a Cub team that won 95 games last year.
Zach, I want to believe you, but I beg to differ, and I truly believe that Contreras' comments were an indictment against Joe Maddon, with the way he watched over his clubhouse, and that there were players on this team, whether it was Contreras or Javi Baez, we saw it happen during the season, where there were times during games where they dogged it. And Theo Epstein's around that franchise. He's around that clubhouse on a regular basis. And to me, it's the reason why this team, despite the guy taking this team, this franchise, to the playoffs for four consecutive years, them winning 95 games, there was a reason why they did not give him a new contract. And I think when a guy like Contreras comes out and says, listen, I didn't work hard last year, and this is what happens when you don't work hard, I think it goes to the top. And Theo says, hey, someone needs to watch over these younger guys, and it should be my manager, and he needs to get more involved. And if he isn't, and if he can't relate to these young guys, then I need to find a manager that does.
Well, that's why we have this year, right? I think you're throwing out really strong terms there when you say dogging it, and including Javi Baez, who is second in the running for MVP. I just flat out disagree with you to ever say that Javi Baez dogs it. There are plays that might not work out the way you think they should when he tries a little bit of flash, but I don't think you could ever accuse Javier Baez of dogging it last year. And there was a point where he was carrying the team when you had some of the guys that were injured. I also would tend to say that if you look at every big name Cub last season, just about every single one of them at some point during the year spent some time on the disabled list. And then you go into that stretch of 42 games in 43 days, and you look at the way the Brewers responded with a schedule where they didn't play a lot of winning teams during that stretch. I think they had every Thursday off during the month of September and more home games during that stretch, where they have an advantage because they have a roof and you can set your rotation. You never have to worry about dealing with rain delays or ultimately ending up with the kind of schedule the Cubs ended up with down the stretch. But that was last year. I just think you look at this year, and I've said this to David and Mully a whole bunch of times, you look around the landscape of Major League Baseball, and the Phillies ended up with Bryce Harper, St. Louis ended up with Paul Goldschmidt, San Diego ended up with Manny Machado, and a Cub team that won 95 games last year and made the playoffs signed Chris Bryant, as big of an addition as any of the other teams I talked about. They had Yu Darvish, who feels good, and it's not just me saying it. Listen to him. And he's not being asked to be the number one starter in this rotation, but he's got the kind of stuff where you can add him as a number one. You've got a pitching rotation that includes Cole Hamels from the get-go this year, and an offense that's as good when healthy as any in baseball, what's not to like about the team heading into this season? And if they were, using your words, dogging it and still won 95 games and it took 163 to knock them into second place in the NL, I'm okay with it because I think better times are ahead.
Up against the clock, Zach, but quickly before we let you go, we asked this at 5 at 5, is the Cubs leader in saves in 2019 on the roster right now?
I believe so. He better be.
Really?
Who is it?
Well, they may acquire somebody else before the – I think it'll be Pedro Strop. But I think before the end of the year, you may add somebody else to the mix. But ultimately, the actual leader on the team for 2019, when you look at the statistics at the end of the year, better be on the team right now, wouldn't you think?
That's a good debate. I don't know. You might go out and sign somebody. I don't know. That's the leader in saves at the end of the season. I don't know if he's on the roster yet. Well, I said Carl Edwards Jr., but that was maybe going out on a limb.
It's okay. You can do that during spring training.
Zach, have a great weekend. Enjoy yourself. take a break.
You got it. Take care.
Zach, right,
thanks, Zach.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.